This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight from Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite, streaming live online. A special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us wherever they're at, to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, and Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping us all free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, thank you for keeping America rolling along. And a special shout out goes to all those roughnecks working the oil rigs across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the Northern Tundra, plus our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch .com website, and you can follow us on Facebook, the original Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. And without fail, here she is, Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com. And hello again, Denise Simon.
Good morning.
Now, we were having a chat, and we need to finish that, about Dr. Deborah Birx and whatnot, and you were caught kind of in midstream when we got to the discussion that we were having. So
look, what she's saying is not, she's taking a snapshot in time. She's trying to compare the models that we're getting from various sources across the globe to modeling them here. You know, you got all these medical experts, you know, scientists, lab, you know, all these people that publish these things and make estimations. And I'm good with that. I'm fine with that. Hence the reason that we ran this drill, you know, last year. Mm-hmm. I mean, we should be doing these kinds of things. But there were some reports out there that we're going to lose 11 million people or whatever the number is. And, mm-hmm. you know, they're throwing, you know, casting all of these cautions to the wind. That's okay, too. But the states, when they had this drill last year, of 11 states and several federal agencies, showed where the shortcomings were, and yet nobody really did anything. And what I mean by nobody did anything is at the state level. Mm-hmm. Okay? The federal government, you know, they'll help pay for these things, but, you know, they can't go to, you know, Cuomo and say, hey, Cuomo, what are you going to do with this? Cuomo has to make the decision on what he's going to do with New York. You know, respect, California, the same, or, you know, whatever. And obviously, all of this data, I mean, I've looked at so much data here in the last week, I'm about to jump out a window.
Mm-hmm. Don't do that.
But, look, I mean, we're talking about antibiotic-resistant infections, we're talking about the animal testing, the laboratory testing, and all of these people want scientific clinical trial lab reports. Scientific. Well, I would argue the science is already there.
Mm-hmm.
It's already there. So I interviewed this doctor yesterday, Dr. Dean Hart. Mm-hmm. All right, and this guy's written a book, and you know he's got all these credentials, and I got into his sandbox a little bit because I said, look. There are research laboratories all across the world. There are universities all across the world. There are scientists all across the world. They all publish these reports. And they all get shared. Do you guys even read any of these things? Because all of these warnings were there about China. The thing about China is not a new phenomenon.
Right.
It goes back to the early part of the 1900s that they've had this issue.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of keeps recycling itself. So I blame the United States. For decades, we should never have depended upon them for medical equipment.
No.
Or for prescription drugs.
Never should have left our shores. Never should have left our shores. Not once. Nope.
Okay, so here's where we are. Where everybody is depending. I mean, it isn't just the United States.
Right.
So we have this report here that China is, hey, we're going to be the white knight. You guys started the problem, but they're going to be riding in on their white steed, and they're going to save the day. So what do? They sell $460 million worth of equipment to Spain, and mm-hmm. Spain's in real trouble right now.
Yeah.
And guess what? That included 950 ventilators, 5.5 million testing kits,
uh-huh.
11 million gloves.
Of which 70% didn't work.
500 million protective face masks.
Mm-hmm.
And they all came from this company called BioEasy.
Yep.
Well, they instead of having an 80% sensitivity rate
mm-hmm.
on these testing kits,
mm-hmm.
they were at 30%.
That's right.
So China goes, oh, gee, really sorry. This came from an unlicensed company. Mm-hmm. Really? Nothing that's worth $460 million would China do from an unlicensed company. Well, they did the same thing to the Czech Republic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Czech Republic, obviously, is smaller, but they got the same thing. Their particular purchase was only $500,000.
Right.
And so now China goes, gee, well, but you know what? Here's the thing. Last year, China, it seems to be a systemic thing because they issued a sizable medical equipment recall.
Right.
So that should send off some alarm bells, shouldn't it? Because they did a recall. And China goes, gee, we're really sorry. We're going to reissue all this equipment
mm-hmm.
under tighter controls. Swell.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Chinese officials and national government officials have been caught in Australia poaching medical supplies and shipping them back to China.
Whatever.
All right, well, hold the fort. All right, folks, we'll be right back. That story just popped up here, by the way. And thank you, Eric, for sending me that. Chinese nationals and government officials in Australia have been caught poaching medical supplies and shipping them back to China. Wow. Okay. I'll be right back. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We got a lot more coming your way. It's just about to get really interesting. Hold the fort. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is being brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, the USCCA is a organization who I represent. I'm one of their voices on the radio. And they have a logo link on my website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And it's on the right tab of my website. If you go there and click on that logo link, the first thing that you'll see is a window that will drop down and say, would you like to sign up to register to win the free gun of the day? And, of course, obviously, that should be yes all the time, every time. And then the second thing you'll see is the $25,000 cash giveaway, which will be drawn after Labor Day. And that's also something that you sign up to enter. And I would also ask that you consider becoming a member of the USCCA because membership has its advantages. Now, becoming a member will get you the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine every month, part of the $474 package that you get as being a member of the USCCA. There's all kinds of coupons and things in there for savings on hunting and fishing and camping and boating and guns and different ammunitions that come out and where to get it and this, that, and the other, and the companies, the manufacturing companies, and all that is in there, and you'll enjoy being able to see that. And then there's a lot of other things that are available, too, a lot of the great gear from USCCA that you can also get, and some of which you'll get for free, including the carry-all bag that they'll give you for carrying your gun and whatnot. So, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, and then click on the USCCA logo link, and you're in business, and check out becoming a member. All right, joining us again Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again, Denise. And we were talking about, or you were talking about, the Chinese scramble, we'll call it, with Spain and the test kits and all that, and you got a lot more you want to say, so have at it.
All right, so we keep hearing from all of these doctors, you know, we kind of do, we kind of don't want to test chloroquine or hydroxychloroquine with Z-Pak and all this other kind of stuff. We need to have clinical trials. We need to have, I've heard clinical trials till I'm about to jump out a window. Because in interviewing Dr. Dean Hart yesterday, he admits to me that only recently, now this guy is a career at this thing, mm-hmm. He admits to me yesterday that he happened to find a website that's run by the government, the CDC. He didn't know was there, because I was asking him about a repository of all of this data, all of these other research papers and labs and stuff. So I go over and I find the website.
Uh-huh.
And it's called, for your listeners, if they want to go take a look themselves, it's called clinicaltrials.gov.
Uh-huh.
They can do a search on that, because you can look at all the clinical trials regarding any health issue that's out there. And if you type in coronavirus, you're going to automatically see that there's 157 studies, 157 clinical trials
Wow.
that are listed there. Right. Now, here's a fascinating thing. If you look over at the right-hand column, you're going to see where they're all coming from. We have Italy. We have Brazil. Another one in Brazil. Italy. Seoul, Korea. Global Clinical Pharmacology Unit, Cypress, California, Emory University, Atlanta. I mean, I can go on forever. But there's a pile of them from where? Ding, 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 Wuhan, China.
Good Lord.
Piles of them.
Hmm.
We've got Beijing. We've got, it goes on and on and on. So it's kind of like, what more do you blasted pharmacy operations and doctors need? It's there. We've got Denmark in here. Several in Denmark. We've got Shanghai. Another one in Shanghai. Toronto. Bangkok, Thailand. and they're talking about all the various controlled clinical trials, including all the types of derivatives of chloroquine, because chloroquine operates under several label names, all kinds of them. And then they're doing it on the animals, on pregnancies, and, mm-hmm. you know, treatments, a comparison to serology and pneumonia. I mean, why are we where we are? All of this data has been out there.
Yeah.
All of it for years, and it really started with SARS.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he also said, and this was kind of interesting, why was it that South Korea was in much better shape than the United States? Why didn't South Korea experience such an influx of all of this?
Mm-hmm.
And why did they prevail? Well, the reason is that right after SARS and during SARS and right after SARS, they prepared. They had their pharmaceuticals. They had their medical equipment. They knew what to do, and they flipped the switch, they pulled the trigger, and made sure that the very second that they found out about coronavirus, COVID-19, they flipped that switch. So they went into a controlled situation and addressed it immediately. But here we are in the United States. We have this drill. We already said these are the flaws. I'm looking at 157 clinical trials.
Mm-hmm.
All the data is there. What are we doing? So somebody's not stepping up to the plate here. Somebody's not admitting the fault. Somebody, and I would say it was some of these governors, because, interestingly enough, it involved 11 states, all these federal agencies. And those 11 states each have senators, they each have U.S. representatives that probably got the respective reports, too. So then you got members of Congress, which, by the way, interestingly enough, under these drills that happened last year, fascinatingly enough, it was they found the original flaws and continued to do this in 2013. Who was president in 2013?
Gosh, that would have been Barack Obama.
Ding, ding, ding.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this the same stuff that was just outlawed by the governor of Nevada?
He walked that back. He knew he was in trouble because a governor cannot get inside or interfere in a doctor's ability to treat patients. So he got himself, he had to walk that whole thing back. He was going to end up being sued.
Now, what do you think about Florida Governor Ron DeSantis issuing a stay-away order for New Yorkers? I saw an attorney being interviewed last night on Fox, and he said he was just waiting for the phone call from the first person to start a class action suit against Florida.
Well, good luck, because a governor, and I would say, this is certainly the right thing. A governor has the authority to do this for a public safety. Now, how many people are leaving New York and flying to Florida or to Georgia or to Arizona or wherever?
Apparently a bunch.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're saying, hey, you can fly here, but if you fly here, you're going into an immediate two-week quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
So we suggest you just stay away. We're not going to bring the problem out of New York and bring it into Florida. We got more senior citizens in this state, and we can't put that at risk. We can't tax our own
25% of the voting, but good deal. Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. We can't tax our own medical infrastructure, our healthcare mm-hmm. infrastructure here, like we're seeing it being overwhelmed in New York. We're not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Don't bring the problem here. What do you think?
All right. Finally, Maduro, Venezuela. Indicted on drug trafficking?
Yeah, he is a drug trafficker.
Okay, well, that's another
His vice president, remember, was a drug trafficker too. He was Syrian, and a lot of people. And So Maduro and 14 other current and former officials have been charged by the United States for narco-terrorism and corruption. Okay. And we've got quite the name that goes on there, including the fact that Venezuela was working with FARC and those leaders, FARC, F-A-R-C.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm glad we're charged them. It sends a shot across the bow here, certainly to help the situation with putting Guaido in there,
right,
who is the legal interim president because mm-hmm. of the elections.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, are we going to have a whole bunch of people go in there and arrest Maduro? Doubtful.
So $15 million bounty they put on him, so somebody might want to try it. $15 million bucks.
Yeah, maybe.
All righty. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Great segment. And get your blood pressure back down again.
Yeah, right.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCo.com. Oh, man, she was on a roll. That's the kind of night we're having here, folks. I'm telling you, the news is just, it's unbelievable what's been going on here, and people are just sitting there going, say what? Anyway, here we go.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It's not a surprise, but a big blow to the U.S. economy as unemployment claims soar because of coronavirus closures. 3.3 million claims filed last week on Capitol Hill. The House expected to vote on the $2 trillion stimulus bill or federal rescue plan Friday. It's not a clean bill and loaded with other expensive line items that have nothing to do with the coronavirus. New York Governor Democrat Andrew Cuomo says there's not enough money in the package for his state, which has the most amount of coronavirus cases. Cuomo calling the bill irresponsible and reckless. Meanwhile, President Trump at the White House daily coronavirus briefing on help coming to New York City, the USNS Comfort.
I told the governor, Governor Cuomo, that the ship will be arriving at New York Harbor on Monday.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is. And this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch Military and Veterans News brought to you, as always, by the National Aviation Academy. And I will tell you that the National Aviation Academy gearing up to restart their classes again here in April. More on that. Information will be available on the website naa.edu, or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. Right now, here's more about them from them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know, the National Aviation Academy is well aware of the fact that our young people, more and more of them, are not going off to college from high school, that they have, in fact, decided to come out through technical schools or vocational schools, which would teach them a trade where they'd be able to get a job in a trade and start out at whatever. Well, what they don't tell you when you do that is you're not going to start out at $15 or $20 an hour or whatever you hear the top numbers are when you get a job like that. Most of those jobs are union. Carpenters, electricians, plumbers, welders, heavy equipment operators, that sort of thing, truck drivers. Believe it or not, a lot of those jobs are union. And you are going to start out as an apprentice. And you're going to be there for about a year in some cases, most cases for that matter. And you're going to be what's called an 80 percenter. You're not going to be able to make the big money that you're dreaming about. You're going to have to wait a while. Well, I've got something that will give you an opportunity to work for, 40 hours a week and make about $60,000 a year to start. It's called becoming an aviation maintenance tech. Now, aviation maintenance techs learn from some of the best at National Aviation Academy. The people that are there have all been in the industry in one form or another, either military or civilian or both. Now, National Aviation Academy can fill the void that you've got, give you a great career path with that tremendous starting salary, with benefits, and you'll always be in demand. What do you think they've got to do with all the aircraft that they've parked because of the coronavirus epidemic? What do you think they've got to do? First thing they got to do is reinspect them and make sure they're all good to go. That takes aviation maintenance techs. So there is a shortage of them out there. Now, if you want to find out more and you want to become one, I want you to check out National Aviation by going to the website naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080, that's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of their two campuses, one in Concord, Massachusetts, outside Boston, and the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. So that's 800-659-2080 on the phone number, and naa.edu on the website. Now, the Army has gone to HEPCON Charlie, which is Health Protection Condition Charlie, across all their bases. Delta, HEPCON Delta, is the condition for contingency forces. And aligning with all the bases near Washington, D.C., the Army said that they have done that to make sure everybody's on the same wavelength. By the way, virtual promotion boards, a suspension on military education requirements and extensions to weapons and fitness test qualifications have been announced for enlisted promotional cycles scheduled until the end of the fiscal year or until terminated, according to a March 13th memo from the Army G1. So that's a switcheroony there for everybody that's out there. Also, because of the stricter coronavirus restrictions, which are coming out to the force, slightly ahead of the big Army guidance, some of the service's bases began to scale back work requirements and move to mission essential manning this week as a number of the coronavirus cases leaped amongst the military population at large. Now, the Army is gauging interest from retired officers, non-commissioned officers, and soldiers who would be willing to assist with the coronavirus pandemic response effort should their skills and expertise be retired, according to an email sent out Wednesday afternoon and provided to the Army Times. They are looking for anyone that wants to be recalled with their medical MOS to help out in what's going on right now in the military and across America. The Navy is locking down their staff at boot camp for up to 90 days. In a move to prevent an outbreak amongst recruits at boot camp, the staff is getting restricted to base for up to 90 days, according to an email that was obtained by the Navy Times. That's interesting. PacFleet, their commander, Aquio, has adjusted to operating under the threat of the coronavirus before the COVID-19 restrictions gripped the U.S. and the U.S. Pacific Fleet was already starting to become wary of the threat because they were out there knowing about it to begin with. Spread from India to California, the Pacific Fleet is the largest Navy operating area, containing more than half of the service's warships at any given moment. And they are definitely doing what needs to be done on their end. Also, a trainee at Air Force boot camp has tested positive for the coronavirus, the service officials announced, so that's going to make things a little bit different at boot camp for the Air Force for a little while. And Air Force Special Command's operation, the Special Operations Command, rather, has deleted a COVID-19-related post on Twitter because it caused a bit of social media ruckus and apologized for its poor taste by putting something up there which maybe shouldn't have been there to begin with. By the way, the F-35 tests necessary to complete the jet's operational test phase have been temporarily paused at Edwards Air Force Base in California due to the coronavirus spread. And the Air Force Base on Guam, in the midst of a $260 million upgrade to sustain critical missions, that right now is also being slowed down. Now, that's a mission for transports, tankers, B-52 bombers, and the F-35s, expanding the base operations there, and that's been slowed down for, again, coronavirus. And Air Combat Command plans to award multiple contracts for adversary air support at six bases as early as April. But the scope of the project and the anticipated now to be worth up to $6 billion will be smaller than hoped because of the revamping of the budget, again, because of the coronavirus. Now, the remainder of the large-scale air and ground integration exercise in Yuma, Arizona, involving about 4,000 Marines, has been canceled as a result of the COVID-19 situation. Now, the Marine Aviation Weapons and Tactical Squadron involved there is also hunkering down at the base. Things are changing, as you will. By the way, the hot spot at the moment in Florida for coronavirus happens to be down in Miami. There may or may not be a surge of cases here in Florida because the weather is conducive, the hotter weather, the warmer weather is conducive to slowing down the spread of the coronavirus. Now, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. If that's indeed the case, which we believe it is, according to all the different things that we've been reading and seeing and hearing and even talked about yesterday at the coronavirus task force briefing, then we'll see what happens. Also, the Space Force. They had their first launch, the Space Force, here in Florida. And it was Thursday afternoon, a military communications satellite on board. The Congressional Quarterly is recommending that the federal government significantly overhaul its hiring process, including simplifying the main jobs website and reversing hiring authorities. Now, we'll see how that all goes because it's very hard to change some of these things that are out there. By the way, when we come back, we're going to have the watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski. We're going to have him get involved in some of what we've been talking about earlier. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'm going to read him a directive I got here from the Sergeant of Arms in the Congress as to what the congressional folks are supposed to be doing today as they come back to vote. Be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, hey, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our very good friends down there at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. They are open for business, and here's how they're doing it. They're located at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida, inside the Mixon's Fruit Farm retail store. All you got to do is call ahead for an order at 941-748-5829. That's 941-748-5829. Order one of those great sandwiches they got off the menu. Or just show up, walk up to the deli walk-up window that they've got right there on the outside where the picnic tables are, right on the porch, and order what you want. Sit down at the picnic table and have a good old time. How's that? Now, we're talking about having the National Picnic Day on April the 15th, and we just might have it right down there at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. I've been thinking about that. I got to talk to Janice about that. And by that time, we should be out and about and released from our captivity anyway. But that's Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Try the Captain's Club. You're going to love it, the Captain's Club. It's a great sandwich. And then don't forget to top it off with orange swirl ice cream. Mixon's Groveside Cafe, 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida. For all you tourists, 941-748-5829. And tell them the Captain sent you. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hey there.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Now, I've got a caller on the line, and I'm going to bring him right in here. It's Larry, and he has a question or a comment for us, so let's get it in there and find out what's going on. Good morning, Larry. How you doing?
Good, Captain. How are you? How are you? And, sorry, Chris Markowski, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Go ahead, Larry.
Listening to you talking about the different statistics that are more realistic that Dr. Birch was talking about.
Right.
I could say that today I went to a couple stores, Walmart and Publix, and I had been to those stores on Friday, this past Friday, and the difference with the people I saw there was quite striking because last Friday, about half the people were wearing masks and gloves in Walmart and, you know, Publix. And today, there wasn't one person, employee or customer, wearing a mask. I don't know what I said before, but a mask and gloves, I think.
Right.
And when one person, I don't wear them either, you know, I keep my 6 feet, if I could, to the most. Yeah, as much as I can. And the other people didn't even seem that they were that concerned. And I even asked one of the employees, and he said, well, just take care of yourself, and, you know, we think it'll be all right, you know. Mm-hmm. And then it was same in Publix. And the thing I was thinking, which I think you've remarked on too, is that it was like 80-some degrees, and it's been in the 80s, and tomorrow is supposed to be 89. So the chances are good that, you know, that virus is getting wiped out by the
That's
heat.
Right. That's right. You're right. Mm-hmm. All right.
And, I know you want to get on with Chris, so I don't know if I have a chance to say and ask one other thing.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go on. Go ahead.
Well, I got a letter, a fundraising letter from Senator Lindsey Graham on behalf of the Republican National Committee, and I wrote him now a four-page letter in response, and I'm going to send him a check because he asked for the fact that 35 Republican senators are up for re-election, and you know, he asked for a dollar for every one, and so I said, you know, I'll send him that, but I want to send him this personal letter, and which I praise him for all the advice he's given and the being of the head of the
Let me run because I got to get to Chris. Okay. All right, thank you, Larry. I appreciate that. Okay, Chris, well, he was trying to cover a lot of ground there. But what I want to cover with you is you are going to talk about, and we just talked about this off the air, about these numbers. And let me just say what Dr. Deborah Birch said, and she totally vindicated what I've been talking about for 2 months, and thank God for this one. She says, models are models. We're adapting now to the reality. There's enough data now of real experience with the coronavirus on the ground to really make these predictions much more sound. So you go for it.
Yeah, I think we're getting a lot more tests coming in. This is the thing that they're, you see the counter out there talking about the amount of people and the increase. Now the United States has more cases than anywhere else in the world. But of all the tests that have been made, only 15% have come back positive. And, you know, it's funny. We were just going over a week ago. We were told that the government was acting on the Imperial College of London and their idea that almost 2 million Americans are going to die from this. And yesterday on, you know, again, all these media sites out there are doing everything and anything they can to scare the hell out of people. Yesterday it was 80,000 people mm-hmm. are going to die from this. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we went from 2 million to 80,000 in a week. Here. I don't know what it's going to be, and every life is precious. I get that. I do. I understand that. But, again, we do happen to forget that 3,000 people every day die of heart disease and cancer here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And people die every day in car accidents. I mean, I was talking about this with people, you know, you get these politicians saying that we've got to save every single life and every life matters. I said, well, okay, well, then why don't we just make every single highway, you know, at 30 miles an hour? Why don't we just lower the speed limit to 30 miles an hour? How many people will be saved? How many people will die if that's the case? At some point in time, we're going to have to make a judgment call on this and start getting people back to work and back to their lives. This has to be done. And I'm looking forward to seeing what the president's going to be doing. He's speaking with the governors this weekend. He sent them a letter yesterday, almost cordoning off various different places. If we've got to, get shut New York City down for a little while, then so be it. That's okay, but the entire country shouldn't have to be shut down for this. It's patently absurd. And if people that are at risk, need to stay at home a little bit longer to protect themselves, that's okay too. But you want to see our economy bounce back. You want to see, the country back up working again, then slowly but surely let's start getting the country back to work and understand that we're going to be dealing with this for a while.
Now, the other thing is, and I'm going to finish it with this, the comment was made, when people started talking about 20% of the population getting infected, it's very scary. But we don't have data that matches any of that based on the actual experience. There's no reality on the ground that we can see that says 60 to 70% of Americans are going to get infected in the next 6 to 8 weeks. Now, all we've been hearing from your governor up there, and I use the word your governor because you live in New York, is, oh, I need 140,000 beds and, oh, 14,000 people are going to die. That's all I've been hearing.
Listen, I listened to his entire press conference yesterday, and, yeah, he demanded that. But at the end, if you pay close attention, he also mentioned that, hey, I might have been wrong. We might have been wrong in shutting down the schools, and it might have been a bad idea sending all these kids home for college. That might have increased the spread, and I think that's what we're going to end up finding out. Because when that happened, I said, you're sending college kids home. Why? You know, you're going to send them home to their grandparents and to older people? That doesn't make really much sense at all. There'd be better ways it can handle it. He also, as well, is coming to the realization that the state of New York's going to run out of money. I mean, what are they up to now? Almost an $8 to $10 billion hole they're expecting in the budget right now.
Yeah, and he expects the federal government to make up $10 to $15 billion. I heard him say that.
It's not going to happen.
No, and, sir. Uh-uh.
And they're going to have to, he's come to the realization that people are going to have to go back to work.
Yeah.
And that's just the reality. He needs to start getting the country, the state back up and running again, and he knows it.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right, because there's no way in God's green earth that the federal government should be responsible for any state to make up the difference when they lose revenue because, oh, gosh, I don't know, people are moving out in droves?
Yeah, that's going to be an issue as well. After this, that New York's going to have to deal with, and they're already talking about new taxes that they want to put in place.
When are you coming back to Florida, Chris?
I got to wait till the kids are done with school.
That's pretty soon, isn't it?
Got about 5 years.
Yep. All right, well, I got to run. Here comes the music, and you have yourself a great weekend, and try to stay low, and don't get the virus.
I hope not. All right, very good.
All right, Chris Markowski, thanks a lot. Watchdog on Wall Street, Watchdog on Wall Street, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there, check out the website, and he's on the weekend all across the country on 250-plus stations. I'm sure you can hear him, possibly on one of these stations. So there you go. All righty, I'll be right back with more Frank Silvato. Coming back right after these messages.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Ever... Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.